Well, a Northern Territory Indigenous man and his remote community have launched a federal court class action against the Territory government. They say it racially discriminates against them because the provision of services like policing, health and access to justice, as well as education and interpreting services, is consistently poor. Oliver Gordon reports.
When Patrick Kumai boarded a plane to Darwin from his home community of Wadair to face domestic violence charges, he unbuckled his seatbelt whilst the plane was on the runway and picking up speed to take off. A court accepted that he stood up and lashed out at the police officers accompanying him, after one pushed him back towards his seat. A constable punched Patrick Kumai in the head. The takeoff was aborted before he was pulled off the aircraft. It's this incident that kicked off a series of events that's led to a class action being launched against the NT government. The lawyer in charge is Stuart Levitt.
The reason why it's a representative action is because we see the experience of Patrick Kumai as symptomatic and, in a sense, an example of the indignation and subjugation of the Indigenous residents of Wadia.
21 people have signed on to the class action so far. The lawyers haven't yet worked out how much they'll be seeking in damages, but Stuart Levitt wants to prove that what happened to Patrick Kumai on his way to court that day was predictable because of who he was and where he lives.
Patrick Kumai received what he could have expected to receive based upon the sorry performance of the Northern Territory government over decades preceding the events of November 2016 because of the systemic and institutionalised racial discrimination of the Northern Territory government.
The lawyer says if there were more services available locally, it's unlikely his client would have ended up in this situation.
Their health services are substandard and their access to justice is a disgrace.
Some see the problem as indicative of wider issues facing Indigenous people in remote communities. Scott McConnell is the independent member for Stuart in Central Australia.
So the class action at the moment has been launched from Wadi, but these issues are across the territory. We've seen clinics being closed for summer and plans to keep them closed next year. We've seen police stations closed. We've seen stories now emerging about schools being closed as well.
The long-standing Bush politician says the Territory Labor government needs to do a major U-turn on its Indigenous policy.
So we need to change the direction we're going in. We need to work in these issues in remote communities, and class actions could well be a part of bringing attention to the fact that these services are not being delivered and the governments don't care.
It's a claim Northern Territory Chief Minister Michael Gunner doesn't accept. He says his government isn't perfect but has been making progress in serving remote Territorians.
I accept as a government there has been shortcomings, but in this term of government, I don't think any government has done more to better listen and act on the interests of remote Territorians and, more importantly, put in place long-term tools that will lead to them being in control of their own destinies.
The Northern Territory Chief Minister, Michael Gunner. Oliver Gordon, our reporter.